What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Yes, it is lightning right now as I'm recording this on Wednesday prior to the K-State volleyball team getting ready to kick off their final stretch of games here for the regular season here. Obviously, we got K-State basketball tonight as well, men's side anyways, as they get ready to take on the Florida A&M Rattlers here. So I'm recording this just before tip-off. I know it's been, again, I shouldn't use that excuse, but obviously we're off and rolling here for the week for the Purple Project Podcast here. I wanted to get volleyball in here before they get going with their final stretch of games, including four-match road swing, which includes two-game series with Iowa State beginning tonight. Oh, actually, not tonight, but tomorrow night. So, excuse me. So, this is a preview of the match with Iowa State. And then they'll be going at it again on Saturday at 1 p.m. against Iowa State at Hilton Coliseum. So, tomorrow night, 6:30, they'll start one of two. And then you gotta wait a day in between. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. You might as well just play it back-to-back like K-State did against Texas Tech a couple of weeks ago. They did back-to-back days. I don't understand the day off in between, but whatever. K-State, obviously, coming off the bye, this is why you haven't really heard of volleyball, because they came off a bye. Bye week, their last one of the year. Before that bye week, K-State volleyball team won three straight matches, including a sweep of Texas Tech at Bramlage Coliseum, which they played back-to-back games. So again, it goes back, and excuse me if you can hear the downpouring rain just outside. I had to move to a different location in my house. So I literally just got home a couple hours ago. So with the rain and everything else, so hopefully it's shaping up to be, weather-wise anyways, a decent weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas, and I'm getting off track. So, Aaliyah Carter, back-to-back double-doubles in that series. Tiana Adams-Cannoli handing out a career-high 61 assists in that game. We got to go back to October 27th was the last time K-State volleyball took the court there in that. Carter ranks second in the Big 12 in kills per set, while Adams-Cannoli is the Big 12 leader in assists per set. Almost 11 assists a set for Tiana there. As well, their opponent for the next two games, Iowa State, 15-8 overall, 7-5 in the conference play. Meanwhile, K-State's 500 in conference play, including an overall record of 14-7. So, yeah, K-State's been a little up and down, but this is a chance here to maybe put up, get a win, or maybe sweep Iowa State. But Iowa State's going to be a tough out here in this instance. There, the entire two-match set will air, once again, on the Big 12 Now Network on ESPN Plus in the ESPN app with live audio streaming available. Got to go to the website, kstatesports.com/watch. Again, kstatesports.com/watch as well. And then, of course, tomorrow night's match will be aired on K-Man. If you're not here in the state of Kansas, obviously K-Man is the local station here in Manhattan, Kansas. And, of course, 1350 AM, FM is 93.3 as well. And that's, of course, Rob Volker will be on the call for those games as well. So, K-State, this is an opportunity now to get it done. I mean, to get a win, and this is a critical stretch for them. You don't want to fall behind in the conference play, but you can possibly pick up at most two on Iowa State. At best, you want to split the games as well. So, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Obviously, we have Aaliyah Carter, Tiana, Mackenzie Morris, Tiana Adams-Cannoli, and I might be saying her other name wrong. I apologize about that, but I've just been rolling it off the tongue all year long about that. So K-State volleyball back in play here tomorrow night at, well, not here, but in Ames, Iowa Hilton Coliseum for two games with the day off in between Thursday night, tomorrow night, and Saturday afternoon. The Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. K-State Sports, we are busy. Obviously, football heading towards their final stretch of games, along with volleyball, basketball finally officially starting after a little preseason warm-up. So we got it all going on. This rain continues to come down. 80 degrees to third. Go Cats. The Pearl Project Podcast rolls on.